tell you my testimony tonight. And so my testimony basically is just how God saved me, just how God worked in my life and saved my soul. And so I was born into a Christian home, and so my parents got saved. They trusted Christ for salvation. And so when they were married, they wanted to instill in us God's word, and they wanted to tell us about salvation. So I grew up always knowing the gospel, and I was always knowing I needed to be saved. My parents always were quoting me verses and bringing me to gospel meetings, and with our Bible readings every day, I knew I needed to be saved. And as I grew older and older, 6, 7, 8 years old, and my cousin was getting saved, all my friends were professing, and I knew I needed to be saved, and I got more and more troubled as the years went on. And so around early 2017, I got really troubled about my salvation. So I would conjure up these false professions, and mom and dad, I would come back and home and say, "Oh, I got saved," and mom and dad is like, no, you didn't. Just we'll see." And I had no peace. So there was this one night when my dad said our filter in our furnace in our house was really dirty, and he just made an offhand comment that maybe it would burn down, and I was just terrified because I had been soul trouble for months, and I knew I would go to hell. And I cried a lot that night. I read verses. I didn't understand how to believe. I was trying so hard, but I couldn't do it. And that was the thing. It was me trying to be saved. It wasn't about Christ. So I didn't get saved that night. So I had several false professions after that. One time I was really sure I had gotten saved, but I knew I didn't have it. I had no peace. So I kept on trying. But it was all about me. It wasn't about what Christ did on the cross to save me. So on a Tuesday night, on July 11, 2017, Phil and Trina Gould from here got commended to the work of the Lord in St. Lucia. So they were going to go as missionaries and tell other people about the gospel, how to be saved. And so he was giving out a little word of ministries, talking about how he felt called. He talked about in Second Chronicles how that about the Lord sending. Anyway, so then I just came to the end of myself. I realized I could not do anything. I just could not do anything. It was all me. And so I just came to the end of myself, and I realized that Christ did it all for me, and I just trusted Him right there. And the peace that I had, all the doubts, all the fears, the fear of dying, the fear of going to hell, it was gone. Christ took it all away. The burden was lifted, and it was amazing. I knew I was saved. And so today you can know your sins to be forgiven. So we've all sinned. We've all come short of God's glory. And because of that, actually, we'll just read it. Romans 3, verse 10, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." So we all come short of God's standard, and we're all hopeless sinners, and we're deserving of God's wrath. And God must punish sin, because if He didn't, He would be a bad judge. Imagine if there was a serial killer that killed a bunch of people, and he was brought before a judge, and the judge said, "Oh no, you can go free for your crime." No, that's unjust. God would be a bad judge if He did that. So He must send sinners to hell, because that's what they deserve. So we're doomed. We can't do anything to save ourselves. We're on the broad road, and it's going to death and then hell, the lake of fire. We can't do anything. We can't do anything to save ourselves. But God made a way, and He sent His Son to die on the cross for us, to save us. And it's amazing. For the Bible says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." He talks about, so God sent Jesus into the world to save us. So that is just an amazing thing, that God would actually send His Son. So the Lord Jesus was absolutely perfect. There was no sin in Him. And because of that, He could pay for our sins. Going back to that illustration, imagine if the serial killer is condemned and he's going to prison. So he's going to be in prison all his life, and he'll never get out. But the judge really wants to see this man freed. If he said, you can just go free, that's a bad judge. But if the judge walks down to where the criminal is and says, you deserve this, you deserve to go to the prison all your life because of this evil sin, I will go for you. And so that might not be an amazing illustration, but that is really what Christ did. Like God on the cross, God laid on Christ the iniquity of all of us. So we've all sinned, but Christ bore that wrath that we deserve to pay in hell. So because of that, so Christ died for us. So because of that, you've heard it. So you need to repent and trust Christ for salvation, because you cannot do anything to save yourself. We are all lost. We're all guilty. So imagine if the criminal, going back to the illustration, imagine if the criminal says, you know what, I really appreciate what you've done to say that, to go for prison all your life instead of me, but no, I'll do it instead. That would be stupid. That would be a really not very good thing to, that would be so dumb. Anyway, this offer of salvation is a million times better. It would be insanity to turn it away. So you could be saved for eternity. You could go to heaven when you die. You could be sure of heaven. And you can know that your sins are forgiven. So just trust Christ tonight. So may the Lord bless his word.